You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go to the phones, and joining us from Discount Fishing Tackle is Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's going to be warm the next few days, but the nights are getting colder. The daylight period is getting shorter. The water temperatures are finally starting to drop. And I think we're seeing some fish activity changes already. But then in a few days, we're going to get more seasonal weather. And I think things are going to really kick off. Along with that, I know that you went out this week and caught some phenomenal sized walleyes. But what are you seeing and what are your thoughts?
I would certainly agree with you, at least with the walleyes, that we're seeing some fall patterns starting to emerge. These fish are really starting to feed pretty heavily, but as we've mentioned over the last several weeks, we're still dealing with a situation with an absolute, just a huge number of bait fish. And if you're out there trying to feed the fish rather than getting them to react to something, you're going to be struggling quite a bit. But they're definitely starting to go on both Chatfield and Cherry Creek, and the numbers are kind of increasing by the day that I've been seeing, at least.
Well, you know, another thing we talk about, and you and I have covered this, and so have a number of the other contributors on the show, is that during the summer, you might catch 50 walleyes in a day, and the odds are in a Colorado water, you're not going to catch a big one because their habits are so different. They feed at different times. They feed on different bait fish. They're in different locations. So just because you're catching doesn't mean you're going to get a big one. But in spring, which is can be a very spotty bite, they do kind of mingle together. But then again in fall, they kind of come to the same locations to go after those same schools of bait fish. And now you can actually get numbers with the chance of getting a big fish, right?
Yeah, this time of year is the time when I am finding at least the most consistent big fish bite myself. You're catching still numbers of fish. I mean, we're in the neighborhood of anywhere from 20 to 30 fish days, which in the fall is it's not summertime numbers, but it's reasonable. And then we're starting to see some big fish. I mean, this last week we had two really nice big fish that are pushing that 30-inch mark. So, I mean, this is a time of year when those jigging wraps and those blade baits that we've talked about for all these different weeks all are coming together for not only numbers but big fish as well.
So why don't you take us through some of the individual waters, maybe Cherry Creek, Chatfield, where they're at, or if you've heard anything about Pueblo.
So Cherry Creek, at least to start with, early morning, fish have been pretty shallow, and that's indicative of this time of year. If you can find fish that are shallow, those fish are pretty much going to be biting a lot of times. Now, as the day progresses, I'm starting to move out a little bit deeper, and this last week we caught fish anywhere from 4 feet of water down to 19 feet of water, with the main thing being that they need to be up on top of structure in order to be feeding. So we weren't catching them on the bases of structure or on the bottom of structure. It's everything has to be up on top. And it just depends upon the depth of that specific structure point. Now, I'm not marking a lot of fish, but I'm going over the areas and finding general fish in an area. And rather than in the summertime when I'm looking for massive piles, I'm looking for areas that have a few fish and we're hoping for additional fish to be moving through. Now, at Chatfield, the same type of situation is occurring. However, we're finding maybe not as many big fish, but definitely some healthy fish, as we're probably seeing the best shad spawn that I saw in the last 10 years. Now, those fish are on the roadbeds. They're also on the humps to the north and to the south of the road. And then also out in front of the marina area, there aren't very many in the no wake zone, however, at the moment. The majority of the fish I've been catching have been to the halfway point and north.
And this should continue and should even get better. It will change a little bit. You'll probably lose some of those shallow fish as the water gets colder, I would think. But I think it's going to change, but it's going to get actually better, right?
I would agree. And especially at places like Chatfield, where you have good deep water depth for those fish to be dropping into and still be up on top of structure. A lot of times you can find those fish concentrated out in that 20 to 35 foot range out toward the tower area. And they have not been out there yet with the water temperature still being pretty high, still seeing about 70 degrees in the afternoons at the moment. So we still have a ways to go there. But with this warmer water temperature and still cooler nights, these fish are really starting to feed pretty heavily right now. And it's a great opportunity at the moment. And then also as we move into the fall here.
And as we move into the fall, the water is going to cool dramatically. The bait fish are going to get stressed. And you're going to see not only walleyes, but smallmouth, wipers, even crappies are going to congregate under these stress schools of bait fish, and it becomes a smorgasbord for them. And it can be some of the best fishing of the entire year. Pueblo is notoriously good. So is Lake McConaughey out in Nebraska. So is Glendale up in Wyoming. But so are the lakes right here in the metro area up and down the Front Range. So there's a lot to come. The one question I have for you, and then I want to move on to some other things, though, is, you know, last year we had a really early freeze in early September, and then it got warmer again, and we all thought, and the water temperatures dropped dramatically. This year we haven't had any extended cold weather or deep diving cold freezes. I'm wondering if we're going to all of a sudden get cold and what that's going to do to the fishing. Any thoughts?
You know, it's always a situation where every year is a little bit different, and we like to think we know exactly what's going to be going on. But every year with the different times, it varies a little bit. But in general, with that heavy cold snap, when you start seeing that water temperature drop, you get a situation where the fish will really try to, as people say, put the feed bag on. And you can catch a lot of big fish during that point. Now, I do want to kind of make mention that with some of these big fish, they become vulnerable this time of year, and especially at lakes like Chatfield and Cherry Creek, which are our broodstock lakes, it's really important to be putting some of those big fish back and keep your smaller slot size fish. But I would be anticipating an increased bite on both the blade baits and the jigging wraps with a hard cold snap coming up.
I would, too. Another thing I would watch for, there will be a turning point, no pun intended, when these lakes will turn over. And you'll see this bite start to take off. Then all of a sudden, the fish will disperse, and it'll be really weird, but within a matter of a few days. But I think we're a ways away because we've been so warm from those lakes turning over. Before we run out of time, though, I want to talk about another opportunity that's starting up now that's one of my favorite, and that's going after the spawning kokanee in our river systems, both with not necessarily snagging. I know people like to do that, and it's allowed. But I like going after them with either just a conventional rod and reel, or even better, a fly rod. You can have so much fun. What are you hearing?
We're hearing some good stuff, Bub. The Gunnison River up above Blue Mesa has been loaded up with salmon now for a week and a half or so, and they're in really good shape up there right now. They're not rotting at all at this point, but they're beautiful crimson red. And when they're up there spawning like that, something to take into consideration is that they're not feeding. They are up there purely spawning and eventually going to be dying. So you have to really irritate them with something bright and colorful a lot of times. So if I'm fly fishing, I'm going to put big bright egg fly on. A lot of times a clown egg can be really worthwhile with a multicolored type situation, followed by a sparkle worm or a bright pink or orange or red San Juan worm. Now, on the conventional side of things, a lot of times I break out some ice fishing tactics, even in the river, where I'll use a slip float and then either trailing flies, but then I like to run small tube jigs down below that slip bobber and drifting through those holes, and that can be also a very effective way to go and even offer a bit of movement as you walk through those holes with that bobber. You can give it a little twitch here and there, and those salmon just get driven crazy by something like an atomic tube from Berkeley.
And, you know, you can almost – there's different rivers and areas throughout the state where they seem to happen at different times. And if you kind of research a little bit and plan it, you can go from now well into November and take advantage of this. And it is fun. Now, in the places where you can keep them, they're great smoke. And they'll even do giveaways. You'll see where they're gathering the spawn and giving away fish if you just want to go and get some. But another thing that if you're in a river that's catch and release, that's not because they're worried about the salmon, but they don't want you keeping anything. So some places would be catch and release. But when you're in those areas, especially if you're a fly fisherman, I like to put a salmon egg pattern or even a different nymph on in addition to what I'm throwing for the kokanee, because there's going to be trout in eating those eggs. And I've caught some wonderful browns and rainbows when I've been fly fishing for the kokanee.
Oh, yeah, and I'm hearing some really great brown trout coming out of Blue Mesa right now, and those trout will be sitting a lot of times in the same general areas as those kokanees are, and they're up there spawning as well. And you can have some great success, as you mentioned, on that, or throwing some bigger streamers below those kokanees, and you can pick up big rainbows and big browns that are sitting below the holes that are stacked with the salmon.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left. What are some of the other bites you're hearing or other things going on?
So shifting back to Chatfield just real quick, there's a lot of panfish that are piled up on the same structure that we're seeing with the walleyes. And bluegills and perch are heavily stacked on some of those spots. And catching them on little ice jigs or even just basic crawler rigs or small blade baits have been really effective out there, and that's something that I like a lot. Up at Wolford Mountain Reservoir, we're hearing back to the Kokanees that it's early for the spawn up shallow, but people are really whacking them out vertical jigging in deep water, so that's something to really consider. And then also with the walleyes again, heading up to Glendoe, the bite is on fire for big fish at Glendoe. So if you want to go and do a nice slab spooning vertical jigging bite, similar to what we're talking about at Chapulín Creek, with the opportunities of really big fish, that is a very worthwhile choice with not only jigging spoons, jigging wraps, and blade baits, but also shiver minnows.
It just sounds like there's a great opportunity. And the one thing I want to tell people, I want to reinforce the fact that as the weather changes and we get these longer, cooler nights, even when we get these warm days, it affects the fish and the entire animal kingdom. Things change. It's a beautiful time to be outdoors. The weather's typically stable. Sure, we get a storm that comes through. But the animal behavior actually picks up. And really, everybody knows winter is coming. And whether you're a fisherman or a hunter, this is the time to be outdoors. And if you're an angler, and like yourself and myself, a lot of us hunt too, you're going to find that a lot of people have put their fishing gear away and they're just hunting. That a lot of
Absolutely.
People are going to be home watching a football game. You can have some of the best outdoor activities of the year and not be crowded, right?
Yep, especially with what we've been seeing with all this COVID over the last year and a half here with the crazy crowds everywhere. Right now is a great time to get out and have some solitude.
All right, real quick, if people want to get a hold of you for more information, where do they find you?
I'm at Discount Fishing Tackle. We're 6 blocks south of Evans on the west side of Santa Fe.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Terry.
You bet. Austin Parr, always a great resource. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, Nate Zielinski will join us, and we're going to talk hunting on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.